أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. صلوات تبريك and congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters. As we enter into the Usbu'ul Wahda and the Mawlid, the Milad, the birth celebration in these blessed days with the birth of the greatest messenger of Allah, Khatamul Nabiyyin wa Sayyidul Mursaleen wa Ashraful Anbiya, our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And that, as we know, tomorrow we are celebrating the birth of the Holy Prophet with the rest of the Muslims in our Ummah, in our community, and also commemorating the Usbu'ul Wahda, the week of Wahdat, as it was declared by Al-Imam Al-Rahil Radwanullahi Alayhi, which is, as a matter of fact, the mawqif and the policy of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salatu was salam. Despite the fact we condemn the zulm done against the haqq of Amir al-Mu'mineen, for the sake of wahdat and ittihad between the Muslims, and for the sake of protecting the religion Islam itself, he sabart wa fil ayni qadan wa fil halqi shajan, and that's how he says in the khutbah al-shiqshiqiyya. So, and some of our scholars say that this sabr of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a bigger test of his than killing Amr ibn Abd Wud or Marhab or any of the mushrikeen, you know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The killing of those evil mushrikeen who waged war against the Prophet by Imam Ali al-Islam in the defense of Islam was al-jihad al-asghar, whereas doing the sabr and patience over his haqq usurped by the enemies of Islam is al-jihad al-akbar. And this is what shows the, you know, the kamal of the taharat and the azamat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that he is what the Prophet has said in Aliyan mamsusun fi dhat Allah. In Aliyan la ukhayshin fi dhat Allah. In another hadith, that certainly Ali is very harsh. Ukhayshin from the word khashin, which means harsh or strict. So certainly Ali is very strict. La ukhayshin, the lam al-ta'kid is there. He's certainly very strict and harsh in the dhat of Allah. So when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his principles, Imam Ali does not bend. He is protecting the religion Islam. He's there in the mainstream community, staying in the mainstream for the sake of the wahdat of Muslimin. Because he knew if he does the qiyam at that time, Islam will end. There were only 12 people among the men in Medina who were steadfast and doing istiqamat over the walayat of Ghadir, on the bay'at of Ghadir. So this is the kind of khiyanat that happened to Imam Ali alayhi salam. We disagree with those of the people in the Islamic Ummah who have been causing divisions and giving among the Islamic world and between sects of Islam, and causing the enemies of Islam to benefit from these speeches on the internet. And the enemies are exploiting these speeches constantly to divide and to damage Islam and to cause further divisions in the ranks of Islamic Ummah from what it is already divided, to causing further divisions so it can benefit the kufr, not Islam or Quran. So when we are celebrating the birth of the Holy Prophet, we are actually reviving our oath and bay'at towards the risalat and walayat of Rasulullah. Tonight, as we are here to commemorate this great occasion, we are actually here to announce to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are renewing our ahd and mithaq towards the greatest message, Ar-Risalatul Uzma, the greatest message of Allah, which was delivered by the greatest messenger, who is also the biggest mawla and the biggest wali and hakim, because his imamat and walayat includes the entire universe. The ayat of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and that's how we made you the middle ummat, mediocre or middle. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you can be witnesses over the people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the Prophet, the Messenger, be a witness over you. Now Allama At-Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi, in his tafsir of this ayat, he says that the ummah has been made as shuhada, witnesses. Shuhada means the witnesses. We do use the word shaheed and shuhada very commonly in Arabic and Farsi and Urdu, the same word we use in all the three languages. So usually we use the word shaheed for a person who dies in the battlefield, or even in the homes, as in a right, or in the streets, people who are being killed fi sabilillah. But in the Thaqafat al-Qur'an, in the Farhang-e-Qur'an, in the Qur'anic terminology and culture, the word shaheed is used for the person who is shahid and witness over the a'mal and actions of the people. This is what Quran calls to be shaheed. And not, you know, a sinner like me, if I die on the street or in the home or in the battlefield, may Allah, you know, bless all of us to have the shahadat in His path. If I die in fi sabilillah and become, you know, killed in His path, that does not prove that my soul was shahid and witness over the amal of the people. Isn't it right? So the urf, the people may call me shaheed, but according to the thaqafat of Quran, I can only be called a shaheed if my soul is that high that it can be a shahid and witness over the amal. This is what Quran calls to be shaheed. So now, when the ayat of Quran says, وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, that's how we made you the middle ummat. So Allama Tabatabai says, the ummat is not shahid. That's how we made you the middle ummat, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاء, so that you can be witnesses. So Allama Tabatabai says, the ummat, all the people, 1.8 billion people, Muslims in the ummah, isn't it right now, approximately, they all of them are not shahid and witness over the amal. We don't even know what's going on behind this wall. I can't see behind the wall. I am not even a witness over what is going on next door. How can I be a witness over the a'mal of all the 1.8 billion people today, and all the rest of the Muslims who died yesterday, and all those who will be born tomorrow? They are all part of the Islamic Ummah. I am not witness over their a'mal. So what does it exactly mean? That's why Allama Tabarakatuhu says in the tafsir that what me Allah means from Ummatan Wasata is Al-A'imma Al-Ithna Ashar alayhi salatu wa salam, the 12 Imams from Ahlul Bayt. This is what Allah means in the ayat of Quran. These 12 Imams are the ones who are witness over the amal of the entire Ummah. They are the ones who are shuhada. And then, وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ, the last segment of the ayat, and the Prophet, the Messenger, be a shaheed. يَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ, يَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, be a witness, the Messenger be a witness upon you. So he says, that أَئِمَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ are witness over the entire Ummah, and Rasulullah is a witness and shahid over the أَئِمَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. This is the tafsir of the ayat. This is what Allah is trying to tell us. And so let's keep in mind, when we say A'imma alayhi salam are a witness, this proves that their status and manzilat towards the entire ummah is the status and manzilat of illatun towards the ma'lul. So they serve as the illat and cause towards the rest of the creatures, and they serve as this is what we call in ilm al-kalam as wasatatul fair. So because they are the illat towards the rest of the Islamic universe, so everything that the universe receives is through them. All the fayud and barakat and ni'am and blessings of Allah are coming through them to the rest of the ummah. And the Holy Messenger is an illat for, and the wasatatul fayl, the means of transferring of the fayl and ni'mats of Allah, comes through the Messenger to the rest of the Imams, and from the rest of the Imams towards the entire universe. So Prophet is the illatul fayd and wasatatul fayd for the a'imma, and a'imma are the illal and wasa'itul fayd for the rest of the universe. This is what we learn, you know, in the light of the verse of the Holy Quran, and this is the dalil also, which serves for to prove the walayatun takwiniyatun mutlaqa for the a'imma and the Holy Messenger. Prophet is the khalqun awwal, the first creature, and the aqlun awwal, the first intellect, and the sadarul awwal, the first product of Allah, and serves as an illat. Imam Amir al-Mumin used to say, zakkani rasulullah zakkan zakka. You know, just like, you know, a bird puts its beaks into the mouth of the baby and feeds its baby. So a prophet fed me, what Imam Ali is trying to say, prophet fed him, you know. So the knowledge that he receives, it was injected, it was delivered from the prophet into him. Allamani Rasulullah al-Fatab, prophet taught me 1,000 chapters. And from each chapter, 1,000 chapters opened up for him. So this is how a prophet is serving as illat and wasatatul fayd for Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, and then for the, you know, rest of the a'imma alayhi salatu wasalam. So the holy prophets, you know, life is something which is which is unprecedented in the history, because of the fact that there wasn't any human before the Holy Prophet which was reflecting Allah in all the names. There was no messenger of Allah which was that azim who can reflect Allah in all the asma and all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the anbiya are muqaddimah and a prelude for his arrival. And when his arrival happens, that's how we find the Islam and the message of Allah is completely, and it's when it, in the kamal and the perfection is presented and personified in his wujud and existence. So we just passed by the Ayyam al-Aza, the days of mourning for Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and it's important to remember that according to some narrations, like the one narrated in Jilaul Uyun, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam thanked Allah upon the news of the killing of the enemies and Ashqiya through Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. And Imam thanked Allah, he did the shukr on that killing. So we find in some narrations we learn 80,303 enemies of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam were killed by Mukhtar, which is a very big number, and it definitely requires a very huge effort towards the Ashqiya to kill them and persecute against their unprecedented crimes. And but the real intiqam has not been taken yet. The real intiqam will definitely be taken by Sahib al-Asr al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan Waliyu al-Asr al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. He's the one who is going to take the revenge completely. The complete revenge has not been taken yet. And some of the narrations we learn, Imam alayhi salam, we will obviously take the revenge, and then there will be some of the Shias and Mu'mineen who will اعتراض, who will object over the Imam, that this is enough, how much blood you will shed. People don't have that ita'at and obedience towards the ma'soom. So Imam alayhi salam will go to the minbar and he will take out the na'al, the slipper of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, from his pocket, from his qaba, from his pocket. And he will show, and he will say, the slipper will be stained with the blood of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And he will say to those Shias that if I kill all the enemies, I still did not take the revenge of the slipper. In other words, so we, this is the time, brothers and sisters, that we prepare ourselves towards the obedience of the A'imma alayhi salam. This is the best opportunity for us. You know, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's qiyam paved the way. In the next 20 years, there were more than 20 qiyams taking place. In the previous 20 years before Karbala, before Ashura, we find, we go 20 years back, there was no qiyam taking place. 20 years after the qiyam of Karbala, we find there 20 plus qiyam taking place. So every qiyam on the haq is blessed from the message of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And it's our responsibility to understand and to learn the obedience towards the A'imma. As we are celebrating the Eid, Eid al-Zahra, then the Eid of the Milad al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I would definitely mention that it's our responsibility to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every occasion of Eid, to do the shukr of Allah. The narration says from Hisham ibn al-Hakam, great mutafaqqih and mutakallim, scholar of ilm al-kalam and mutafaqqih, and great sahabi of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says that I was there with the Imam, and all of a sudden Imam get off his markab and the animal that he was riding, and he went into a long sajda. And I asked the Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, what's the reason? He said the Imam recalled a ni'mat of Allah, and because he recalled a ni'mat of Allah, he went into the sajda. So this is the seerat of A'imma. Similar hadith is narrated about Rasulullah that he was riding a camel, and then he get off the camel and went into the sajda. And somebody asked him, and he mentioned, you know, the Jibreel, in other words, gave him the certain good news, and you know, so because of that, he did the sajda for the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words. So this is how the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt used to always do the shukr. Our responsibilities, in very short words, whenever we celebrate a happy occasion, is first of all to gain in our knowledge. That's the first responsibility on every Eid. So we don't end up doing any wrong or mistake, or God forbid a sin, out of jahl and ignorance. Every Eid should remind us that we learn in our knowledge. Knowledge means our fara'id and duties towards the Imam, towards Allah. The second responsibility is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our actions, acting upon that knowledge. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr is always amali, it's not lisani. Shukr is always through the actions. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. And the Quran says, do for ala Dawood the great gratefulness and shukr, in other words. So shukr is always practical. So if we practice our knowledge, this is how we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we practice our knowledge and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith of Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, شُكْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَظْهَرُ فِي عَمَلِهِ وَشُكْرُ الْمُنَافِقِ لَا يَتَجَاوَزُ لِسَانَهُ. The gratefulness of a mu'min, shukr of a mu'min, appears, يَظْهَرُ فِي عَمَلِهِ, appears in his action. That means his action shows that he is shakir towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas a munafiq's shukr doesn't go farther than his tongue. That means he may express shukran lillah, shakartum lillah, and whatever he can express, I am grateful towards Allah, but that's it. It doesn't penetrate into his qalb, so it doesn't, whatever it doesn't penetrate into the qalb will never affect the parts and the limbs of the body, so he'll practically not do the shukr, in other words. The third responsibility on the celebrations, our scholars say that we also send our salam to the angels who are assigned on Mu'akkal, who are assigned upon us, the Kiraman Katibin, those who are writing down our deeds. These are Muqarrab and close angels of Allah. These are not ordinary angels. Every day they are not repeated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends at least two, and in some of the ahadith 140, we learn in the light of the hadith, at least 140 or 160. Wa tadid minni, I am endowed, it's 140 or 160 mentioned in the narration, for them, every mu'min. But minimum for every person is two. So, and these angels are never repeated. For every day of our life, you find new angels are coming. So, you know, we should send our salam to the angels. Just, our scholars say, just the feeling for a mu'min that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Imam Sahib Zaman al-Salam is watching. The angels are there to watch over me. It itself helps us to abstain from the sins in our life. Fourth responsibility whenever we celebrate the happy occasions is to do dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, and do istiaza, that means seek refuge and panah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the wasabis of shaitan. We are supposed to do that in every happy occasion. We should do all the time, but specifically in the happy occasion. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, no one can succeed through his action. That means through the amal. If it is left to the amal of us, we can never succeed. Our a'mal doesn't have that much wazn and value to make us successful on the Day of Judgment. No one can succeed with his amal. Our value, our a'mal, I don't even know my amal is accepted. What is the value in the eyes of Allah? Isn't it right? So no one can succeed, Prophet said, with his amal. And Ashab, the companions, asked him, not even you? And he replied, not even me. But I am surrounded with the fazl and rahmat of Allah. In other words, the Prophet is different because he is surrounded with the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should keep this in mind that unless we do dua towards Allah and seek the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot rely on our amal for success. And last of all, and the fifth responsibility, is tawassul towards the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. We should always be, you know, doing the tawassul towards the Imam. Our scholars say that we need to address the Imam, the khatib. Make him your mukhatab and address the Imam alayhi salam. He is the Imam, he is the Hujjat, he is our supervisor, he is our Mushrif, he is our Wasatatul Fayd, he is the Hujjat of Allah, he is the Khalifa of Allah. So let's address him that my Mawla, I am your slave. I am your slave and I need your mercy. I cannot succeed without your lutf, without your tawajjuh, without your nazar. You know, unless there is a nazratan rahima, unless there is a merciful look of the Imam towards us, we can never succeed in our life. So there has to be a tawassul in the life of a mu'min with the hujjat of Allah, who is our leader and commander. So unless we have the tawassul, we cannot succeed. He is our Imam. We need to turn towards him. This is how we can prepare ourselves. Before I come to the end of my speech, this is how we can prepare ourselves to help the haqq of Ahlul Bayt return back towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Ma min eidin lil muslimina adha wala fitr إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُجَدِّدُ لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهِ حُزْنًا. There is no Eid for the Muslimin, Imam al-Baqir al-Islam says, there is no Eid for the Muslimin, either Adha, either Quran, or Wala Fitr, or Eid al-Fitr.
except that it removes fihi huznan, removes the sorrow, removes sorrow for Ahlul Bayt. Every Eid comes and they become sorrowful. Every Eid comes and Ahlul Bayt becomes hazin, mahzoon, sorrowful. Why the Ahlul Bayt are sorrowful in every Eid? Imam alayhi salam says, when the Ravi asked him, قُلْتُ وَلِمَا ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ حَقَّهُمْ فِي يَدَ غَيْرِهِمْ, because definitely they'll see their haqq in the hands of others. So when we are celebrating the Eid, it's our responsibility to work hard, that we take our steps in a way that we work hard for the sake of the hadaf of returning the haqq of Ahlul Bayt, haqqul walaya and hukuma and khilafa and imama, haqqul hukuma of Ahlul Bayt back towards the Ahlul Bayt from the ghasibin. Right? The khilafat and hukumat is for them. This is the, and you know, making and keeping in our minds that we are not sent to this world to protect our dunya. إِذَا صَلُحَ أَمْرُ دُنْيَاكَ فَاتَّهِمْ دِينَكَ. The hadith says, if your affairs of dunya, in other words, your lifestyle, your affairs, your, you know, of this, of dunya, of your dunya is correct, is going smooth, no problem, everything is going smooth, فَاتَّهِمْ دِينَكَ, then blame your religion. That means you are missing out on this, something naqis in your iman, something naqis in your tadayyun, something naqis in your religion, something wrong in your practice of Islam. Blame your religion. Why your life is going so smooth? Look at what Ahlul Bayt are trying to teach us. That's what Imam Khomeini Rahimahullah used to say, you know, Ruzike, when the enemies of Islam start praising you, understand that your iman, there is something wrong and naqs in your iman. Why in the world the kafar mushrikeen are praising a mu'min? There is no qabrun mushtarak, there is nothing common between us and them. Isn't it right? So when you find our dunya is going smooth, there is no problem in the life of dunya, fattahin dunaka. You must blame your tabayyun. There is something wrong in your practice of the Islam. You are not practicing the Islam of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, because their dunya was destroyed. Isn't it right? Their dunya was destroyed. This person, I think it was Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, ta'anatullah alayh, he was there, and he was there, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was doing tawaf in front of him. Wala yaltafit ilayh, Imam didn't pay attention towards him. So he asked his bunch of people who were with him, who's this person who doesn't pay attention to us? And they said that this is Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam. So if you please send salawat, let me find out this narration so I can tell you exactly the narration properly. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajahum.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Okay.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وارجل فرجهم.
So we find that Imam alayhi salam was doing the tawaf and not paying attention to him, and he asked his people to bring this person to him, and his people brought Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam to him, and he said to Imam alayhi salam that he said to him that lasto qatila abika, I did not kill your father. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan said to Imam Sajjad Islam, I did not kill your father, so why are you upset on me? Imam alayhi salam said, in qatila abi, I could not find that narration right now here, but what I remember from my mind, I'll let you not tell you. He said, "Inna qatila abi afsada bima fa'alahu dunyahu alayh." What the killer of my father did, in other words, is that he destroyed the dunya of my father for him. Wa afsada abi bidhalika akhiratahu. And my father destroyed his akhirat. So what Yazid did, destroyed the dunya of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and Imam Hussain destroyed his akhirat. In aratta an takuna kahuwa fakun. If you want to be like him, be. Forget the istighna. Izzul mu'min istighna'u anin nas. Right? The izzat of a mu'min is his biniyazi. Istighna from the people. It doesn't stand in need of nobody. It stands in need of Allah only. This is the istighna of Ahlul Bayt. Talking to the Tawhid of his time such in a courageous way. You want to be like him? Be. I don't want to be like him. He said, but, come over to see us. Letanara min dunyana. Come over to visit us, at least you can get some of our dunya. And that's where the riwayat says, فَجَلَسَ عَلِيُّ بْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَبَسَطَ رَدَاءَهُ. Imam Sajjad Islam sat down and he spread his rida and he said to Allah, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma arihi hurmata awliya'ika indak. Oh my Lord, show him the hurmat and dignity of your beloved personalities in your eyes. And for idha kana, and he said that his aba was mamluwatan burran yakadu diya'uha yakhtif al-absar. His rida was full of pearls, which were so much glittering that it was hard to even look at those glittering pearls. And then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to him that man kanat hadhihi hurmatuhu indallah yahtaju ila dunyaka. Someone, in other words, that's the Madmoon Riwayah, someone who has this sort of hurmat and dignity in the eyes of Allah, he stands in need of your dunya. Imam says, Allahumma khudha fala hadat li ilayha. Oh my God, take it away, I don't stand in need of it. This is the istighna, how Ahlul Bayt and Islam have been dealing with this dunya and dealing with the tawaheed. So, whenever we find our dunya is going smooth, we must understand there is something wrong in our practice of Islam. We are not on the sirat of Ahlul Bayt and the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli wa ali Muhammad.
So, I will end my speech on mentioning this hadith, which is in Yanabi al-Mawadda, famous book of Allama al-Qunduzi, a Sunni book, where he has mentioned this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet said, Ya Rabbi, wa man awliya'i fanuditu ya Muhammad. According to this narration in the Sunni book, Prophet said to Allah, O my Lord, who are my awliya? And Prophet was addressed, Prophet was called, Ya Muhammad, awsiya'uka al-maktubuna ala suradika arshi. Your awsiya are the ones, your deputies are the ones who are written on the curtain of the arsh. So I saw,
فَرَأَيْتُ I looked and I saw إِثْنَيْ أَشَرَ نُورًا 12 of the divine lights in the Anwar وَفِي كُلِّ نُورٍ سَطْرًا أَخْضَرًا And in every noor there was a green line عَلَيْهِ إِسْمُ وَصِيٍّ مِّنْ أَوْصِيَائِ And upon that was the name of one of my أَوْصِيَاء deputies أَوَّلُهُمْ عَلِيٌّ وَآخِرُهُمْ الْقَائِمُ الْمَهْدِي So the first of those was Imam Ali's name and the last of those was Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's name. These were written on the curtain of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us with the awliya and the khulafa and and the a'imma alayhi salam. And it is our responsibility to strive to work for the walayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to stick on the path of obedience and the path of the ma'rifat of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We have, alhamdulillah, several of our respectable mu'mineen, brothers and sisters and mu'minat who went for the ziyarat of Arba'een this year. And alhamdulillah, lots of people from our small community have this sharaf of the ziyarat of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein and the A'imma min Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in Iraq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ziyarat for all of these brothers and sisters who went for the ziyarat. May Allah accept the ziyarat for the sake of qabuliyat of the ziyarat and ibadat. Please say aloud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And may Allah give all of us the tawfiq to visit the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and the rest of the a'imma all together. Please recite another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it's such a great feeling to hear that, mashallah, our mu'mineen in Iraq who are serving the zuwar of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they are mu'mineen in Iraq who are opening their doors and providing free food, water, services, every kind of service. I heard there are people who request you to sit in their car to get the sawab. They request you to stay one night in their house. They request you to eat some food from their ma'idah, from their food. They request you to do the massage of your feet for the zubar of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakat and give the best of the jaza and reward to all those mu'mineen and mu'minat in Iraq who have been serving the zubar of Abi Abdullah al-Hussain. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the mu'mineen and mu'minat in the Islamic Ummah and all the Muslimin and give us the tawfiq to be steadfast on the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So let's read the dua before we end. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد
Recently we have the Shuhada in Iraq, there are some car bombing taking place and several Mu'mineen have become shaheed in Iraq, I think 2 or 3 days ago, and all the rest of the Shuhada which are in Iraq, there are so many killings of Sipahi Sahaba, Jaish al-Sahaba against Shias in Pakistan and elsewhere and anywhere in the Islamic Ummah where we have Shuhada. For all of them, please recite one Surat al-Fatiha. The families of the Shuhada and all the Mu'mineen, their tasdeed and tawfiq, let's recite, and all the Mu'mineen who have hajat and all the mustadafeen and mahrumeen and mazlumeen for their hajat, let's recite the ayat al-kareema 5 times. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim amman yujibu al-muttar idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su' amman yujibu al-muttar idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su' amman yujibu al-muttar idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su' أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء.
شكرا أحسن كثيرا. نسيت زيارة الإمام الحسين عليه السلام. السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة النساء.